COVID-19 testing capacity is being expanded in the largest city in western Massachusetts. The city of Springfield is planning to open a COVID-19 testing site at the Putnam Vocational Technical High School. It will be for city residents who want to get tested whether they have symptoms or not, according to the city's Health and Human Services Commissioner, Helen Colton Harris.
Right now, the only other testing site is at Eastfield Mall, and as you know, there are long lines there, and there are individuals waiting.
Since the testing site in the Eastfield Mall parking lot opened last fall as part of the state's Stop the Spread initiative, more than 118,000 people have been tested there free of charge, according to Colton Harris. Speaking Tuesday night at the first meeting of the City Council's new COVID-19 Response Committee, Colton Harris said she also hopes to be able to offer free of charge testing at a site to be determined in the city's predominantly Black, low-income Mason Square neighborhood.
What we know is that everybody doesn't have a car. Everybody may not have the ability to get to Eastfield Mall. And so we want to make it as convenient as we can for those areas of high density.
Also, the New North Citizens Council has received funding to set up a neighborhood testing site at the Greek Cultural Center, according to Colton Harris. Counselors applauded the additional testing capacity. Counselor Jesse Letterman, chair of the COVID-19 Response Committee, said a future meeting would focus on how the city plans to make COVID-19 vaccinations available in the Black and Brown neighborhoods.
I think we just want to make sure that there's a way for people to be able to get them in their neighborhoods because it's so critical.
The committee Tuesday night also received reports from city officials on how municipal finances have been impacted during the pandemic and on the city's efforts to provide financial help to small businesses and people at risk of eviction or foreclosure. Revenue losses since the start of the pandemic is projected at $7.3 million, according to Lindsay Hackett, the Deputy Chief Administrative and Finance Officer for the city. The city received $20.3 million from the Federal CARES Act for COVID-related expenses, but that money cannot be used for revenue shortfalls. She said the city has spent an additional $7 million to respond to the pandemic. Using federal grant money, the city has given a total of $4 million to hundreds of small businesses. A $2 million fund was set up last summer to help people pay rent, mortgage, and utility bills. $1.4 million has been paid out so far, according to Jerry McCafferty, director of the city's Office of Housing. Reporting from Springfield, I'm Paul Tuthill, the WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau, on the campus of Western New England University.